Dekran Hayes, Season 2, Episode 6, Put on the Red Light, by Jordan D. White. It's likely that there's no more loving couple in Parlortown than Stella Decker and Macy Hayes, the Dekran Hayes Detective Agency. Unfortunately, both of them had had another woman gracing their lips more recently than had their partner. It's also possible that there are no more honorable detectives in Parlortown than Dekran Hayes. But since one of them just left a brothel in the company of a man who'd shot her old friend, while the other had just tried to kill her receptionist, that fact might be a little muddled right now as well. The plans that each of the duo had in their minds, meanwhile, would reveal an even darker fate if they were to come true. Macy Hayes had been tortured, broken, and brainwashed by the two people who'd arranged for her to leave prison, one of whom she was currently engaged in relations with. She'd left Tommy Potsdam, their secretary, for dead, which was fortunate for Tommy, since he was anything but. Stella Decker, on the other hand, had just seen her former lover, Tasha, in the hospital. Tasha had been kidnapped, then enslaved and raped for years. Stella wasn't too thrilled to hear about it.
What's on your mind, Stella?
I'm having sort of a hectic day. Some chump named Washburn hired me to find his son, only now he calls himself Drake and he's talking to me about Macy. What's the word with her? What did she call you to the prison for, anyway?
She wanted my opinion on a possible appeal, but it was a no-go.
Did she say anything about, I don't know, the CIA? Anything about an old case of hers?
No, not that I can recall.
All right. Maybe I'll head up there and talk to her myself.
I'm not sure you can. I heard there was a lockdown. No visitors allowed.
Crap!
So what did you need my help with?
It's this chump Drake. He's right over... God damn it! I left him here in this waiting room. Crap! I was gonna ask you to keep an eye on him while I took care of some things.
Looks like he flew the coop.
Thanks, Jules. It's like you're a detective or something.
Sorry, Sourpuss. I can keep my ears open for any Drake or Washburn for you, but unless there's anything pressing you need me for, I've got my own case to be looking into.
Another councilman in danger. I'm sure you've got his back.
Very funny, Toots. I'll catch you later.
Yeah, thanks, Jules.
Stella hopped into her green pickup and drove off. McGinnis waited until he was confident she was gone before pulling his Taurus out of the hospital parking lot. He kept his eyes on his rearview, making sure no one was following him, especially not Stella. He cruised a few blocks past the Blue Diner and parked outside the building of Paige Rose. A few quarters clacked into the meter and he headed up to Paige's floor on the elevator. The door was open, as always, and he let himself in.
You should really install a lock.
What, and let people know I've got something worth stealing?
Funny.
Tommy was here.
You finally make your move?
Not like that, unfortunately. He heard your message. He knows about the bug.
Damn it! Well, he must not have told Stella yet. She doesn't even know Macy's out yet. How's the feed coming in? You got tapes for me?
What is this, the 80s? I've got CDs. Yeah, I've got everything Macy, Landsberg, and Grayson have said since you swapped Grayson's pen for that bugged one at the prison.
She's had it with her the entire time?
Not all the time, no. But a lot. It was in her purse, so whenever she has that nearby. I don't think they're doing good things to Macy. I mean, I didn't listen to all the discs, but they said something about bleeding and breaking, and the last time I heard her, she sounded funny.
You sure you recorded everything it heard?
Yeah, totally. I've got this receiver program, so whenever the bug is picking up voices, it automatically records. When it's recording, this little red light comes on.
That one? You mean it's recording now?
Yep, sure is.
Can you turn it up? Can we hear?
Yeah, sure.
The only one who has to be jealous around here is Stella.
Stella who?
Is that... Are they?
It sounds that way, but Macy is... She loves Stella.
Safe. Not for long.
We've got plenty of time. I've missed this.
But... But he'll cry if you call the cops. If you call the cops,
what?
One million...
What cops? What are you...
The punishment must fit the crime.
What are you talking about?
The punishment must fit the crime!
Ow! Macy, you're hurting me!
The punishment must...
Macy!
What was that?
Sounded like a taser? Where are they?
No exact location. Somewhere in the south tip, according to the signal strength.
Landsberg? I know, it's early. It's Macy. She's not stable. Talking nonsense. He almost tore open my arm. I know. I know she's not the actual target, but... Who called you? So what are you... Understood. I'll meet you there. What about Macy? No problem.
You're absolutely certain that these two are really in the CIA?
100%. Those files I got for you are definitely real. I got them confirmed on 3 separate government databases.
That's gonna make this tricky. Agents or no, I've gotta get Macy away from them. We need to pinpoint their location. What can you give me?
I don't think there's anything I can do. Wherever they are in South Tip, it's no hotel. They're somewhere where they need privacy. It's gotta be a building owned by a company front. But I doubt even I could uncover that.
I need you to try. I've got to get to the girl. I owe her that much for letting her go with those two when I knew they weren't trustworthy. If anything happens to Macy...
It won't be your fault.
Right, because I'm not gonna let it happen. Now get hacking.
This is gonna cost you extra.
Just do it!
Across town at the Decker and Hayes offices, Tommy Potsdam was wearing a rut in the carpet. Whenever his line of sight would cross the 3 bullet holes in the bathroom door, reminding him of Macy's attempt at killing him, he asked himself yet again why he would have asked someone to call him at the offices. He wanted to get as far away from the office as humanly possible. What if Macy came back? But no, he'd set himself up to wait there for a phone call, rather than at his own apartment. Finally, the phone on his desk rang.
Hello, Deccan Hayes.
Mr. Potsdam, this is Agent Landsberg. You called?
Oh, thank God. I've been going crazy waiting for your call.
All right, calm down, son. What seems to be the problem?
Now, I know you told me I couldn't tell Miss Decker about you making a deal with Miss Hayes.
That's right. We came to you for some preliminary information on Miss Hayes, and we figured that given your training and your placement...
Of course, and I haven't said a word to Miss Decker. But Miss Hayes was just in the office, and she tried to kill me.
I take it she failed?
This is no joking matter. What is she doing out of jail in a cat suit, waving a gun around? Is this how the CIA is doing its business, making detectives try to kill the secretaries? What is going on?
I'm sorry, Mr. Potsdam, but I'm not at liberty to reveal information about an ongoing investigation at this time.
Well, then I might not be at liberty to keep information from my employers. I might just have to tell them about your machinations. All of them.
Now listen here, you limey punk. If you let so much as a drop of spittle leave your mouth concerning this topic, I will have absolutely no problem blowing your face through the back of your skull. And yes, for your information, that is how the CIA does business.
You think you can threaten me?
I think I can.
Tommy spun on his heels to find the man he knew as Derek Washburn standing in the front doorway to the office, pointing a gun at his head.
Drop the phone.
Mr. Washburn, what do you want?
Oh, I thought I said, drop the phone!
Yes, of course.
Where's Agent Hayes?
Miss Hayes, I have no idea where she...
All right, shut up! Sit down in that chair!
As Tommy seated himself, Agent Drake picked up the phone off the floor, keeping his barrel aimed at Tommy's face the entire time.
Who is this?
Agent Drake, so good to hear from you. Find what you're looking for?
Across town, deep in the South Tip, a number of blocks farther south than Mama Wang's, a black El Camino with flames painted on the sides was cruising down the block. Within, Jesus Martinez and his woman, Luisa Garcia, were having an argument.
I swear I never touched her, okay?
Oh, really? Oh, really? Then why did Rico call her our little friend, huh? Why would Rico say that, huh?
No, man, she was just using an expression, you know?
Oh, yes, that sounds perfectly reasonable. Why don't I just take your word for it? You never touched the girl, of course. While the others were with her, you were keeping the Easter Bunny and Santa Claus company.
The El Camino slowed and stopped at a red light.
All right, you know what? Fine, I did the girl, okay? Whatever, huh? You got nothing to say about it because you're just a woman, okay, man? You don't like it? I can find myself another girl.
You can find yourself. I got news for you, man.
Suddenly, a green pickup truck came out of nowhere and smashed into them.
Madre de Dios!
Who the hell was that?
Stella leapt out of the cab of her truck and ran to the wreckage of the smaller car, which was already beginning to smoke. Jesus wiped the blood out of his eyes just in time to see her shove her handgun in his face.
Tasha sends her regards.
Jesus got a bullet in the head, and a second shot stopped Luisa's scream in her throat. Stella got back into her truck and pulled away. Has Stella lost it? Has Macy? Will Paige and Julian find her in time? Will Tommy be killed by Agent Drake or Agent Landsberg? And just what are all these agents doing in Parlortown? Find out next time in Decker and Hayes. Going South.